Hello, this is an emergency transmission on frequency 9. Emergency HQ, Newport, do you read me? Over.
I'm Simon Clark. The day of the Triffids ends with the survivors and the good guys fleeing to the Isle of Wight and setting up their own community there. And that's just where it ends. And that's where I thought, oh, what happens next?
This channel is for emergency calls only.
I am making an emergency call. I need to report...
The darkness? Yes, caller, we know about that.
I decided to set the book 25 years after the original. The hero is David Mason, Bill Mason's son.
Look at them. They're trying to pull the chains out.
Go ahead. Do your best, Triffids.
And of course, what I had to do was bring something in, so with a real impact. And so I just thought, well, just quite a simple thing. What I would do, in a sense, would blind people again, like the original. But the blindness would come about by the sun not rising or not appearing to rise. And so the hero wakes up one morning and it's completely dark.
Trails of white foam appeared on that muddy river as landing craft surged toward the beach, guns spitting fire. Our camp was under attack and we were outnumbered.
I'm Sam Trouton, I'm playing David Mason. Quite a sort of action hero, isn't he? Obviously, jet fighter pilot and turns into a freedom fighter. A bit of a lover as well. It's quite an action-packed adventure he embarks upon. Yeah.
Got him!
Well, it's always quite good fun for the action sequences. You've got to sort of imagine what's happening. And there's a few grunts and oohs and ahs that you sort of physically attempt.
Grenade!
And we haven't recorded yet any of the machine gun fights. That'd be quite fun, I think.
Good shoot.
This darkness marks the beginning of the end.